again, there's some people who love him, some people who hate him. Whether he's a saint or sinner, ask him; he'll tell you. I'm not sure what he'd say. But Michael has worked very, very hard to make this a party that's functional, and it's almost nonstop. And I think, you know, I certainly appreciate it. I think the people in the rurals understand what he's done. So I think it's not just the fact he's setting all sorts of records now for the longest elected state party chairman. And he's brought in the Trump money. He and the president are good friends. I think that he cannot control. I mean, this state, the truth of the matter is that we as Republicans are 3 out of 3. The largest group now are the independents. The Democrats are second, and we're third. And I'm sort of really hoping that we as Republicans can, you know, put together an agenda that appeals to, you know, certainly our base, the hardcore Republicans, and I think we can do that. But also, and that's why I'm talking about education, that's why I'm talking about the economy in my platform, that really includes other people in the state. I mean, we're not going to appeal to the Elizabeth Warrens or the Social Democrats or whatever else. There's some other names for them, but that's not who we are. I think we're for a limited government. We're for low taxes. What we're really about is individual initiative and people not being handed government checks, but having worked for them, and then to the extent Social Security or VA benefits people get, they've worked for them. And I think that's what our party is for. So now I think what you're seeing with, you know, there's many ways to look at it. I mean, this the Chairman McDonald has certainly had to deal with disputes with the Clark County Republican Party and with the Washoe Republican Party. And in my opinion, I'm hoping that he has put out these, I hate to use the word because it's got a meaning now, insurrections now. But I think he may see them that way. And if Jesse Law can become the chairman of the Republican Party and he's been duly elected, I'm trying to remember who the name is, who's the temporary chairman in Washoe. We'll have a united party, and I think that's a huge, huge achievement for the chairman.
Can we do this without, and I'm talking about races like yours, races like the governor's race, can we do this without some solidarity, without Washoe County signing on and the Clark County Republican Party signing on and all of us working and pushing this thing uphill together? Can we do it without them?
No, we cannot. We cannot do it without Clark County, because Clark County has like 3/4 of the votes.
70%.
70%, right. Washoe's like 10 or 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need them. I mean, I cannot – when I ran for state treasurer, I carried all 17 counties. But I had a majority in Clark. Adam Laxalt won by the skin of his teeth because he didn't carry either one of those counties. And Steve Sisolak has the backing of the unions, and nothing wrong with that. More power to him. But in order to win, we need to get what we really need are the backing of the independents. And if we can't get that, and a lot of them live right here in downtown Henderson, downtown Summerlin, and we need them. You know, it's really that simple.
More with Dan Schwartz coming up. He's running for lieutenant governor. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. Coming up on 432 as we check out our traffic cams and watch for a crash. It's on eastbound Summerlin Parkway at the 95 interchange. The left lanes are blocked there. It's a rollover incident, so it may take a few minutes for that to clear. Also, do look for some reduced speeds on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 eastbound at Decatur, 215 westbound at Gibson. You're pretty much touch and go through there. Major delays downtown at the Spaghetti Bowl, mainly because of the construction zone. Four lanes only become two there at 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange and 515 westbound at Eastern. And you're pretty much bumper to bumper there as well. US 95 southbound, that's at Southern Rancho.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders general manager Mike Mayock has assumed full control of the team's roster. When John Gruden was the head coach, he was the one who had the final say on the roster. But following Gruden's resignation, the Raiders announcing that Mayock is now going to have all final decisions when it comes to the roster. The Raiders have designated quarterback Marcus Mariota to return from injured reserve. He has 21 days to be activated to the roster. It seems likely he could be active before the Raiders matchup against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $199. You save $50. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/16, limit 2 while supplies last.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have Dan Schwartz in studio as we broadcast live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I love it, just across the street from the Mandalay Bay on AM 670 KMZQ. I want to ask you, because these meetings coming up in Winnemucca over the weekend, will there be more bloodletting, or is this going to be something a little more civilized than that?
Well, Kevin, you're asking the $64 question here. I was party to a call a couple days ago where the current board was discussing how to run the meeting, and I can't really talk about it, but I think that Chairman McDonald and the Clark County the party as it stands now are prepared for anything. I think the Chairman Buck will be there. She'll probably have some of her supporters there. And I'm hoping, as I said earlier, that they will admit that they will show the white flag and join the rest of the party, because we cannot prevail in November 22 unless we have a united party. And we won in 14, which is when I was elected, because the party was – it was a different party than what it's been since then. And if Kerry can just somehow bury the hatchet and the others there, and I think the people in Washoe, the board, it's a very – I was really impressed. Everyone on that call was contributing their opinion. There was discussion. It's a very – this maybe sounds a little democratic, not a Democrat.
Small d.
Small d, right, process. So – and I was on the board for 2 or 3 years, as I recall, and we were very open. The meetings were run very, very small d democratically. And there's a lot of hard work to win an election. And I think you know, the Sisolak and the Senator Cortez Masto and the others are they have a very — actually, it's less unified now. They have the socialists that they have to deal with, but Senator Harry Reid has reconstituted it. So yeah, we need a united party. We need some good candidates to win it, and it can be done, but it's going to take some real hard work, knocking on doors, and you know, talking to the independents, getting our base, you know, energized to win this election.
And I know the job one for everybody, whether you're a guy that's running for lieutenant governor or some other office, we have to do something about unseating Steve Sisolak. He has been a miserable failure on so many levels. I want to get your take, because, I mean, having been a part of state government for a long time, been around the block, this is not your first political rodeo. Tell me about Sisolak. I thought he was an okay chairman of the Clark County Commission, but I think he's been a lousy governor.
Yeah, and I like Steve. I get along with him. He's always been friendly to me. But you have to look at who Steve Sisolak is, okay? And I think it not only goes for Governor Sisolak, but for all the candidates. Steve Sisolak came to the office. He was running a telemarketing company, okay, just put in isolation. And then he — maybe he's a genius, but he bought a parcel of land around McCarran Airport. And he sold that back to the county for something like $18 million. He was then elected to the county commission, which is a very local political organization. So, in a sense, Steve Sisolak had never run for statewide office before. He never had held statewide responsibilities. So, you know, ask yourself, you know, what do you expect? And the governor, when I was there, he and I didn't really get along, but he had a really good resume. He was in the state senate, he was in the state assembly, he was head of the gaming commission, he was briefly a district court judge when he resigned. So this was someone who had held multiple offices and was prepared to be governor. I don't think — Steve, as I said, he's been nice to me. We get along. We're friendly. I don't see him that often. But he was not someone who was prepared to be governor. And, you know, aside from what other personal issues, I've heard people complain that he stopped returning phone calls and et cetera, but I don't even talk about that. But Sandoval was ready to be governor. And I think he didn't do the best job he could, but you can't really — and it's the same thing with the governor's race now. Dean Heller has held a number of offices in the state. John Lee was a successful mayor of North Las Vegas. Joe Lombardo, you know, again, not as much experience as the others, but has run the Cook County Sheriff's Office. So these are all people who have been there. And I just don't think that Steve Sisolak has been there. I mean, he's now got 4 years under his belt as governor, but a lot of people don't really like what he's done. So,
well, I mean, he's been a miserable failure at everything he's touched, including the pandemic and Dieter, and you know the vaccine distribution and all these things that he's done, and then essentially what we call the Sisolak shutdown, that shut down our entire economy. You can't do that.
No, you can't. And I'll just say it. There was no one I could say it to. But it was very clear to me in March of 2020 that we cannot shut down the economy. And he, in fairness to Sisolak, he wasn't the only governor to do that. I mean, I go to other states, and no one knew what they were dealing with. But as it became at some point, logically, what you said is correct. You cannot. The virus was very serious. It is very serious. We're getting it under control, but you just can't shut down an economy to deal with a virus. I mean, there's as serious and as deadly as it was and is. You need to figure out another way to do it, and few, if any, people did.
In a final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the race for lieutenant governor. You are not running unopposed. But we're still waiting to see who's going to be jumping into this race. They have till what, March is the filing date when folks will start coming out of the woodwork, and there may be a lot of people in your lieutenant governor's race. How do you assess it? And knowing that you're going to have an open position because of who was it?
Kate Marshall. Yeah.
Kate Marshall going to the federal government. Tell me what the prospects are like for you for your campaign.
Well, I think they're good. You know, again, I said this last time when I ran against this stooge for Congress, and I was proved wrong. But I'm hoping this time that, you know, again, I have some really great experience as state treasurer. I'm a businessman. I've built companies successfully. I've been in the public sector. As I said, we accomplished a lot. The treasurer's office did, and we had a. In fact, Zach Conning, who succeeded me on the Democrat side, even sent me a letter. I don't think I'm talking out of school, but he said, "Dan, you really hired a great staff." So, no, we had a great office, and we did a lot of things. We had some new ideas, and I hope I can convince the people of Nevada, you know, certainly Clark County, the rurals, Washoe, that I'm someone who has proven himself. That is a great believer in small business, in the casinos. I mean, I'd like to work with the casinos. Right now are transitioning from, you know, slot machines to the digital era. And I'm a member of the Band of Angels, which is it's the earliest early stage investment group in the country. They're in California, and I'm actually co-chair of the Digital Media Entertainment Committee. But I'd like to bring a lot of this stuff to Las Vegas. Education, I don't hear a lot of other people talking about it. I mean, they pay lip service to it, but we haven't done anything on it. Electoral integrity, same thing. There's things we need to change there. I've proven myself. I will do it. And I'm hoping that people in Nevada will see that they'll say, "Yes, Dan, we'd like you to be lieutenant governor." Work with what I hope will be a Republican governor. If not, we'll just have to make our own way. But that, to me, is what the race is about. I don't see anyone. There are people in the Republican Party who could raise their hands. I don't know who the Democrats are going to put up. I heard one name, and I think she's turned down the governor. But yeah, it should be a good race. I think we have a good race for governor. I'm hoping we won't have a good race for lieutenant governor, so I can take office a year from January. But yes, that's probably it in a nutshell.
Dan Schwartz, best of luck. Safe travels as you traverse all 17 counties in this statewide race. You've done it before. You're going to do it again. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming in, and we'll talk again soon.
Good. Thanks, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Dan Schwartz, he is. He used to count the money for the state of Nevada. Now he wants to be lieutenant governor. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us. And always fun to see Dan Schwartz, who is a good guy. He's running for lieutenant governor. And now we know what the lieutenant governor does. I didn't know all the stuff that he did. And again, Dan Schwartz is one of these active guys that he will make the most of his office, which I think is pretty darn good. Okay, here's the deal. I need to take a quick break. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear from Tucker Carlson. He was on Fox News Channel last night, and he was absolutely brilliant. Tongue-in-cheek tribute to Joe Biden. You're not going to believe what he said. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's all over the news. D.C. liberals want to force through the largest tax and spend bill in history. Listen.
Nancy Pelosi once again has gotten what she wanted here.
The sweeping government spending deal.
A very long list of tax hikes.
Speaker Pelosi and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto are pushing a multi-trillion dollar spending spree after spending trillions already. Inflation is skyrocketing and prices on everything are going up. Speaker Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto's wasteful spending and massive tax hikes will only make things worse, and it'll cost you. With the largest tax increase in decades, crushing small businesses and making families pay more. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Tell her to stop Speaker Pelosi's unaffordable, outrageous tax and spend agenda. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or card title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As is usually the case, I have talked myself into a corner, and I had so much fun with Dan Schwartz that I don't have time to get you Tucker Carlson. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the show, though, because Tucker Carlson did a tongue-in-cheek tribute to Joe Biden that absolutely is priceless. Really, really good stuff. One of the things we're going to do in our next segment, Barack Zilberberg, the candidate for governor. He's a businessman. He is a entrepreneur. And today, believe it or not, he did something that I have never seen him do. He's in a coat and tie. Now, I should tell you, I'm in a blazer. I'm in a classic blue blazer with jeans. So, you know, he ain't the only one dressing.